tell you what.
Tex Stevens remembers the kind of community around the Dewdrop Inn.
Any musician or any entertainer, if he played any other club, somewhere during the course of the day, Dewdrop was like the post office. I'm going there and get my mail. Or either I'm going to see what the heck's happening, what's going on, and find out if I got another gig. See, sometimes people would call Frank Panier to look up for a talent that he didn't have working on stage at that time to bring them to their facility.
Alan Toussaint.
See, sometimes you would, when you got up in the morning at home and if you weren't really busy, you'd go to the Dewdrop out there and just to see what was going on. There were characters, permanent characters, a part of the fixture. Even the ones who weren't musicians, but they were so indicative to the Dewdrop, you expected to see them. I mean, they were a part of the feel, of the pulse of the Dewdrop. There was just all kinds of characters, every walk. There are people like Raymond Lewis. Of course, Raymond Lewis recorded later, but more than recording, he was a character on the Dewdrop set and a very important character. He had such style and a very smooth individual, very knowledgeable guy, very cognizant of the scene, knew what was going on around the corner even if he was right here. Other guys like Tom, RJ, a great checker player. I was a pretty good checker player too. And you knew on the side over there, RJ and that bunch, they were playing checkers. If you wanted to do that, you'd go there. There would be maybe Chuck Beatty standing out in front of the club drinking a Schlitz beer. That just was so right. And it was always good to see Chuck, because Chuck knew lots of good stories and a very stern individual, which was such a character. Of course, he was also a great musician. You were always glad to see him just to talk and chat. James Booker would be around, of course. Earl King and some of the other guys may be through that corridor in the alleyway outside where the water is, doing processes, giving each other processes, hair processes, things like that.
Deacon John.
Oh, yeah, it was always a cast of characters hanging around the Dewdrop. Frank was a master businessman, but he knew all the angles. He knows all the musicians, they're all hanging out on the sidewall. He come out and said, you, say, look, get that bass player here, get them two horn players, say, come with me, you know, and they have a job lined up for us, like a employment agency. All the musicians hanging out with the rags tied around their heads, everybody on the sidewalk, you know, telling jokes and all that. People pulling up, double parking, like Alan Toussaint pulling up with his tomato red Cadillac with the fishtails, with the top down, he double park and come out there. That's what Alan had his process. You know, he'd jump out on the sidewalk and Raymond Lewis pull up right behind him with his powder blue Cadillac, and he's got a powder blue suit on with a powder blue hat and powder blue shoes. And he steps out of his Cadillac, double parks right behind Alan. He comes to collect all his money.
Earl King was also hired by Frank Panier for gigs.
They got musicians on the sidewalk like they on the riverfront at the Hiring Hall. He pick out groups to put with somebody to go somewhere because he had a booking agency. See? Deacon John know because he worked there, and we'd be laughing sometime about all the craziness.
Frank Panier was booking all the stuff in all those clubs. You know, he send you out to Plaquemine at the Starlight. Then he send you to Donaldsonville to play at the Four Corners. And he send you out to Sorrento. They had a club out there. Bring you all the spots in the Chitlin' Circus. Go out to the 100 Men's Hall in Bay St. Louis and Sebastopol and all those little country towns, man. Let's have some fun.